Good morning, my friends. Good morning and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, what we call the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. It certainly seems to be so tonight. It is Thursday, May 17th, 2007, about a minute past midnight here in the Central Time Zone. Welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org, the only officially sanctioned website of the network. And, of course, our website, franklyspeakingradio.com, and our phone number, 800-313-9443. Unfortunately, very limited time with Angela McGlowan there, and hopefully we'll be able to have her back, especially if I get the book from the publicity department, which they're very, very slow. So it was a lot of research into various articles and interviews that she's done to look at some of this stuff. But I surely wish we had more time, but we did not. Gary in Tennessee is with us. Gary, would you like to comment on Angela's appearance on the show?
Somewhat, I really don't know, and I didn't catch everything she said.
Mm-hmm.
You make me kind of, I know you squeezed me in, but that makes me kind of uncomfortable man to man. But anyway, I'm an American, okay?
Mm-hmm. Right on.
If the government tells me a number and I say it's good news, I divide that by four. If the American government tells me a bad number, I multiply it by four.
Wow. It's a good rule of thumb.
Well, yeah. I don't care if you're a Democrat. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what religion you are. I don't care anything about anything unless you support the constitutionally limited Republic, and we the people.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I care about.
Amen.
Now, Ron Paul's the only one out of the group that does that. Now, mm-hmm. Giuliani, would he wear a dress in the White House?
I don't know. Why?
Well, I heard he was a cross-dresser.
Oh.
I don't know.
Possible. I don't know. Maybe that's why he cleaned up Times Square to get rid of the competition.
Well, that's a possibility, but the bottom line is that everybody they put up in front of us has been handpicked shills.
I agree.
The only one that possibly would be a correct person would be Ron Paul. And guess what? They bashed him, limited him, set him up, run his numbers down.
Mm-hmm.
And he beat them hands down on the polls, and that's the bottom line.
That is the bottom line, and this is a good thing, okay? Because let me tell you, I've looked at the list of these candidates. Now, here you go. Tommy Thompson, he's a Mason. Jim Gilmore from Virginia, never heard of the guy. Sam Brownback, he's a member of that very elitist sort of Christian group that wants to basically have a theocracy, okay? It's very, very evil stuff. Tom Tancredo, pretty good on immigration from what I understand. John McCain, well, he's an insider. Duncan Hunter, don't know much about him. Mike Huckabee, that guy's an insider. Rudy Giuliani is an insider. And Mitt Romney is an insider. So, you know, look at some of these names and some of these affiliations, and Ron Paul's the only one that stands out to me as being a good person. And obviously, not only does he stand out, but he stands higher than the rest of them as well. So when you look at these, I think Ron Paul did a great job. I love the fact that they're going to chastise him because, again, we don't take our political opinions from talking heads anymore. At least I don't think we do. Certainly we don't. But if America can hear the name Ron Paul and become familiar with him because of that statement, then it was perfectly executed. So we'll have to wait and see. But, hey, Gary, we got to go here and move on. We got a break, and then we've got our next guest joining us. But we'll have time to talk again soon. I look forward to hearing from you again, my friend. Thanks for the call. Folks, please stay with us. Back in 3 minutes with our special guest coming up from Cartavite. It would be Don Wiskin. Stay with us.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Very, very excited you're here, and very excited I get to have our guest with us on here tonight because I have questions, and I'm sure you do as well. Our phone number, 800-313-9443. That's toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Please welcome to the program the website, heartdrop.com. Cardivite is the product we're talking about, and we are chatting with Don Wiskin. Don, thank you for your time this evening.
Well, thanks for having me on, Frank.
I really appreciate it. I know it's probably late where you are, and, well, it's late where I am, so it's late pretty much everywhere, I guess. But, hey, I really appreciate this because I've been hearing about Cardivite for a long time. I've been hearing people talk about it for a long time, and it's a great opportunity for me to be able to chat with you and talk in depth with it about what it's all about and how it works. Tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get involved with this?
Well, basically, I was living my life thinking everything was fine. I was eating at those fast food places because I was a busy man. Mm-hmm. And in 1994, my dad passed away at 62 from complications of bypass surgery. Mm-hmm. And then in July of 97, my brother Wayne, a month away from his 45th birthday, had a massive heart attack and died in his apartment. And then January of 98, my mom at 77 had a stroke and died in her bed. And 21 days after she passed away, in February of 98, my brother Doug at 53 wouldn't let the ambulance come, had his wife drive him to the hospital while she was parking the car. He passed away, and when she went in, he donated some body parts. And then in June of 98, I turned 43 in the hospital waiting for an angioplasty. I had a massive heart attack myself, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, had a 38% ejection fraction. I was supposed to be on disability for the rest of my life because I'd lost all my upper body strength, and I wasn't even able to go through a whole day without an afternoon nap, and I was only 43 years old.
That is amazing. I mean, that's a lot of warning signs. You know, we talk about a warning sign that people might have, something, perhaps a genetic issue or something like a lifestyle issue. But my God, that's a lot of warning signs.
Well, you know, you can have that warning sign during the day.
Yeah.
And you still won't stop the things that are causing your problem. You know, you really have to be knocked to the ground before you actually wake up and go, uh-oh, maybe something's wrong with this picture.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened to me. I wound up, you know, basically, I went in the hospital June 11th. I was 42. I turned 43 on the 19th of June. But I went in on the 8th. I woke up on the 11th, checked myself out of the hospital in denial, right out of the ICU ward. Bounced off the walls because I just really, you know, couldn't even walk well. Had another heart attack on the 17th of June, went back in the hospital, and I was more passive this time around, and I wasn't in the denial of even of having had this problem.
Well, when you're coming out of a situation like that, how do you discern what? Because there's so many things we hear are bad for us, and you know, they're probably all bad for us, but you know, when you're trying to pick apart the things in your life that need to change, how do you start down that road, or how did you rather start down that road?
Well, in my case, you know, doctors saved my life in the last few minutes. You know, modern medicine, reactive medicine saved my life. If I had been taking proactive stuff, I probably wouldn't have had that problem. But because I was involved in the system, I let the system flow with me. So I went into the Healthy Heart Program. Mm-hmm. We met with a dietitian. So we worked on diet and exercise, which is really one of the few things that you can do other than something like Cartabite to help you with that diet and exercise. But we went the diet and exercise routine, and then my wife had taken a tofu cooking class because we were like getting away from everything. And that's when we found out about these garlic cayenne drops. And, you know, I figured they were fighting the government because the government doesn't want this thing available. The drug companies don't want this out there. Doctors don't want to acknowledge that something like this can even exist or work. So because everybody was so against, you know, something like garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle being able to do what it did, I figured, what have I got to lose? So I took it, and, you know, my wife is still amazed how every day I put 15 drops three times a day under my tongue, and when the bottle got low, I phoned and ordered more until one day I started having some chest pains again after about 7 months taking the product. And I went to my doctor, and she sent me off for all these tests, and it turns out my chest pain was blood and oxygen back in my dead heart tissue. And my ejection fraction, which had been at 38%, went back to 65-70%, which is normal. My blockages on the echocardiogram, they couldn't find them on the ultrasound.
Wow.
So they, you know, they basically, 9 months after starting the garlic cayenne drops, the doctors took me off all my drugs and medication, and my GP photocopied my medical records and put her parents on Cartavite, and my cardiologist cursed me every step of the way and put his parents in the Healthy Heart Program.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I feel sorry for the cardiologist's parents.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, they sent him to school to learn what the drug companies wanted him to learn, not what we're supposed to learn.
Isn't that the biggest tragedy out there today? I mean, when you look at the incredible marketing that goes into. I mean, we talk about soliciting athletes out of high school and college and even, you know, middle school on some levels, which is just bizarre. And you look at the pro teams, which are doing these sorts of things, you know, signing kids to these incredible, multi-million dollar contracts when they're 17 years old. I mean, it's ridiculous. The same exact thing is happening as we speak in the medical schools when you've got these pharmaceutical companies going in there and taking students and taking them out to lunch and giving them weekends and giving them swag with their logos all over it. I mean, the infiltration begins so early and it continues on, and you're absolutely right. It's not a matter of what's the problem, how can we fix it, and is there a drug that can aid this? It's a situation of what are your symptoms and how do they correspond with the symptoms addressed with a particular brand of pharmaceutical. So there's a huge, huge problem out there, and it's only going to get worse as the greed continues. So when I heard some stories about people that used Cartavite, I was very interested in this because I myself am extraordinarily passionate about health. It has been a driving focus on the show since I had many of this, you know, not exact same kinds of situations you've had, but a lot of health warning signs, not for myself, but for people around me. And I was absolutely certain that, you know, there were no health issues that could come up that God has not already put a solution down here for us. It's not a matter of treating symptoms, Don. It's not a matter of suppressing symptoms, relieving symptoms. It's a matter of cure. And this is a word that the pharmaceutical company does not talk about. And no surprise, because they haven't cured anything. So looking at natural products and whatnot has always been a big passion of mine. And I find that when you give your body the right materials, it solves its own problems. And it seems to me that Cartavite is one of those products.
Yeah, basically it is food for your body to do the job that God intended it to do. We're just starving it with today's diet. I mean, we're eating foods from all over the world at the wrong time. Dr. Mattson, who was on my commercial there, he says, like, let's say, for instance, you're eating a banana in the wintertime. Well, that banana was grown in Costa Rica. Hmm. You might be sitting in Arkansas in the snow, cloud cover overhead. You eat that banana. Your body reads the ions in the food, thinks you're in Costa Rica, slows down the process of the food, waiting for the overflow of vitamin D from the sun from your skin, which, because you're not in Costa Rica and you're not standing outside in the sun with your bare arms and your bare chest, you're not getting that sun. So it can cool your body off and cause mild depression.
Wow.
We're eating fruit during soup weather. What do you think of that?
I've never heard that before. I'm just stunned by that. So, in essence, there is some sort of connection there, and it's ions, I guess, but some sort of connection on a biological level between the food and the conditions under which the food was grown, which certainly makes the case for why we should be terrified of things like genetically modified foods and whatnot, which are slowly integrating into the food supply. That
well,
is just
as they
stunning
also,
to me.
People are also saying you shouldn't eat anything grown more than 100 miles north and 100 miles south of you.
Really?
I mean, you look back at what our ancestors did. They ate the food that was available to them.
True.
And then when, like, the fruits were ripe, they canned them.
Mm.
So when you were eating that, you were actually eating canned preserves from your area.
Mm.
So your body was able to assimilate these things better.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting food from all over the world. I mean, I'm in Canada, but I've traveled across the U.S. I've worked in Florida. I've been in the orange groves down there. I've eaten them while I'm right in there. But those oranges are being shipped all over the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, we never know where they're coming from. We can now get oranges here in Canada from South Africa.
Wow.
We're eating, you know, fruits and vegetables from all over the world because we're able to ship these things.
Mm-hmm.
But they're green harvested. So they're ripened in the back of a truck with some gas,
right?
Or in an enclosed room with some gas, and then, you know, they're brought back to, they're ripened at that point. So we're not really getting real fertile fruit even. Mm-hmm. So we're not even getting the nutrients. Dr. Mattson suggests that we eat our food raw, like our vegetables, mm-hmm. because that's the way we're going to get the best nutrients. Except during soup weather, then we can eat it in the soup cooked.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, it's so fascinating because one of the first things I came across was looking at allergies. A lot of pollen in Arkansas, a lot of trees and things like that. So people have told me that if you get pollen, if you have issues with allergies, you can start to basically integrate local honey into your system, and that builds up an immunity to that. So there's absolutely something to exactly what you're saying. And this is really captivating because it's confirming things I already know, Don. Hang on a second, folks. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Welcome back, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, heard planet-wide everywhere, courtesy of Republic Broadcasting Network. And our phone number is 800-313-9443, because if you're like me, you've been hearing about Cartavite for a long time and you have questions. Luckily, we have Don Wiskin with us. Don, thank you again so much. The website here is heartdrop.com. And I'm glad you're here because, like I said, I've been hearing about this for a while and I have some questions. Now, given all of the fascinating information you've given us, and why is Cartavite effective? Because presumably, you know, you're not growing that within 100 miles of you, you know, all the different components.
Well, this is a different type of food.
Oh, okay.
This isn't the food that really makes a difference about the sunshine and what it does for it. This actually works in a very unique way, because all of these herbs have been shown through time to do the job that they would, like milk thistle, for instance. Since 1996, it has been widely used as a liver regenerator. It helps to promote liver tissue regeneration, and that's where, you know, we work on this, because basically your liver is the root of your health.
Mm.
We get your liver working well. You see, it's your liver. Phase one of your liver takes all the toxins that come into your body, chops them into peroxide, sends them over to phase two. Phase two takes those peroxides, chops them up into water-soluble waste, and gets rid of them with the help of a enzyme called glutathione. Glutathione is a sulfur-based enzyme.
Mm.
Because it's a sulfur-based enzyme, sulfur attracts metals. So in garlic, there is over 70 different sulfur compounds, but about 30 of them can help to chelate these heavy metals out of our body. So the sulfur comes by, grabs the metals off the glutathione, helps to get rid of them. The glutathione is able to work better, chopping up the peroxides. The peroxides actually do more damage in our arteries than free radicals do.
Mm.
So there is just like a couple of benefits.
More than a couple. I'm sorry, I just had to jump in here. This is fascinating. So in essence, those components right there are a heavy metal detoxifier.
That's right.
That's fantastic. And you know, it's so interesting. We've been talking about this, Don, about all the different toxicity out there, certainly in the water, in the food, in the ground, in the fish.
In the air.
In the air, of course. Can't forget that. And then now with this big global warming push, there's a big agenda to get people to go green. And one of those ways is to invest in those CFL light bulbs, compact fluorescent light bulbs, which you've seen them. They go up and they swirl around. Those things are about $4 a piece. If you change every light bulb in your house to those things, you'll save about $200 a year, which is somewhat minimal, I guess, in savings. However, what they're not telling people is that those things have an excessive mercury level. So there was a gal who broke one. She called Home Depot. Home Depot sent her to the Department of Environmental Protection. They sent her out a person to check her house, found mercury levels at, you know, thousands of times what they deemed to be safe, which we know what they deemed to be safe, still not safe. And she had to go and contract out to a special place that was not covered by homeowners insurance to get her house cleaned out from this mercury contamination. That cost her $2,000 to get that done. So that's obviously a very expensive light bulb. So, you know, we don't know. I mean, because they're not warnings on those packages. I check them, and what they say is that there's a warning inside. So once you buy the thing, obviously you're already committed to it. You're going to use it. So the point is that we're going to be exposed to heavy metal toxicity everywhere, and we need to have stuff like this to make sure that we're going to be okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not just the light bulbs, even though I'm really glad you pointed that out, because they are forcing us to get rid of our incandescent bulbs.
Yes, sir.
And go to fluorescent. So.
That's right.
But I guess it's just another way to get rid of mercury that we don't know what to do with other than put it in vaccinations, heaven forbid.
That's right.
Or into our dental fillings.
Mm.
You know, speaking of that, I went to see my dentist a while ago, and I needed a filling done.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, I don't want any of your mercury amalgams. And she was trying to tell me how these mercury amalgams were perfectly safe. And I said, well, they're safe in your mouth, but they're certainly not safe in mine, so give me something different.
Right on.
But she fought me every step of the way, and I just kind of, I laughed because I'm thinking to myself, you have no idea.
Yeah.
It's like their fluoride that comes in the back door in a 45-gallon drum with skull and crossbones on it, but it's okay when you put it in your mouth, just don't swallow
it. That's right, absolutely. Now, you're right on point with every one of those things. I'm sorry, but we've covered, I guess, now, here are the ingredients in Cartivite, which people can read at heartdrop.com. Cayenne garlic, hawthorn, valerian, milk thistle, ginkgo biloba, and bilberry. Now, we've covered milk thistle and garlic, and you were about to start down, I believe, cayenne.
We didn't really cover the garlic a whole lot, though,
because
you know, garlic not only has the sulfur abilities to take the metals out of your liver, it also has been shown to help reduce body cholesterol. It can assist in high blood pressure, or even if you have low pressure, it can assist in stabilizing blood pressure.
Wow.
It's also good in treating atherosclerosis, you know, the buildup of plaque.
Mm-hmm.
And these things are properties that it's proven over thousands and thousands of years.
Mm.
I got in trouble with Health Canada, because I'm on the Canadian side of the border, for saying on our website that Hawthorne, that the New York Heart Association has human data that shows that Hawthorne is good for cardiac insufficiency.
Let me pause on that note. Folks, Don Wiskin with HeartDrop.com, the Cardivite product we're talking about here tonight. We're going to take a short break, back in 3 minutes, and we'll squeeze in some of your phone calls as well, folks, so please stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Glad you're here. You are listening to the fastest 4 hours of talk radio. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Well, and of course you should know that by now. You also should know our phone number, 800-313-9443. Keep in mind, before we get back to our guest, this hour is being brought to you by our good friend Grant Hall and Privacy Crisis, his amazing book, which details in great depth how you can apply all of these tried and true and proven techniques and tactics to make sure that you are as anonymous as humanly possible. You can travel, bank, work, live anonymously here in the United States. You don't have to flee to another country. You just have to simply know what your rights are and know how to claim that authority for yourself. It's really a phenomenal step-by-step book, which details how to basically erase all of these little fingerprints that you have left all throughout your history. And you'll find a lot of those stuff online and certainly in paperwork. You can get rid of all that stuff, and you can make sure that you're safe from those who would seek to harm you or your assets, okay? And you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, privacycrisis.com is the website. Lots of great information there. You can see what's in store for you. You can also pick up the ebook or the hardcover book there. You can look for used copy at Amazon.com, or you can go to your local bookstore and say, I demand that you have this book in your stock. And it's called Privacy Crisis by Grant Hall. We ask you to please support all of our sponsors and advertisers here on the show and on the network, because they make this show and all the shows here on the network possible. And, of course, we've heard on the commercials about Cartavite, and we've heard from Don Wiskin before on certainly on the commercials, and we're very pleased to have him here on the show to answer some of our questions about Cartavite. You can go to the website, heartdrop.com. Don, welcome back, and please continue. I apologize for the interruption. You were talking about getting in trouble with Health Canada, I believe it's called.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Actually, what happened was I was on a radio show here in Canada, and the Quackbusters or the Health Watchers got a hold of me. If you do a search for my name, you'll find that. And Health Canada came upon us and said, I have read on our website that the New York Heart Association has human data that shows that Hawthorne can be used as for cardiac insufficiency. That's read out of a book that's put out by the Canadian Medical and the Canadian Pharmaceutical Association. Mm-hmm. So I didn't think I could get in trouble for that, but I guess I did.
Hmm.
But after spending thousands of dollars fighting Health Canada over this, they allowed us to stay on our label in Canada, mind you, not in the U.S. We have to cover it up with your USA label. But we can say up here that we can lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent.
Mm, I see. So basically all the same things, just phrased differently.
Yeah. Yeah. But really, our product does a lot more than just the heart. It strengthens the entire body. You know, it's been 9 years in June for me since I had my heart attack. I'll be 52 in June this year.
Hmm.
So 9 years later, I feel better than I felt at 42. I mean,
wow.
Of course, I had a heart attack, mind you.
Yeah,
but my
still.
Energy level is just unreal. Mm-hmm. The way I feel, my skin complexion, I can outwork most young people. And I really truly believe that it has a lot to do with the way the Cartavite has cleaned out my body. Cleaned out the garbage. My blood, when I bleed, is so bright red. It's ridiculous. You know, in Germany, circulation is very, very important, and that's, you know, what Cartavite is. It's circulation for life. But in Germany, what a doctor will do is he'll squeeze your fingernail, and you let off quickly. And you know how it turns white when you squeeze it? You let off, and it quickly goes back to red?
Yes.
Well, it's supposed to anyways. In my case, it does. And most people, you squeeze it, and the white still kind of lingers behind. That is very poor circulation, or people have the whites in their fingernails already because their circulation is so poor.
Wow.
These are things that can disappear with, you know, the use of these seven herbs. And, you know, I was going over your website, and I made some notes while I was looking at it, too. Seven herbs to cleanse and fortify. You know, 7 days, God made the earth in 7 days. You know, this is food from the earth. You know, this is what was left for us. I was given a second chance to be able to turn around and tell people what happened for me so that I can help others. And over the last 7 or so years that I've been doing this, I believe I've helped, you know, tens of thousands of people. So I've been very, very fortunate in what, you know, God has, you know, the second chance that God has given me and the ability that he's turned over me. People like yourself, Frank Whalen, who's having me on his show to share this message.
Hmm.
I also put down here, because of one of the things I was reading on your website, get your full 120 years out of life. Take Cartavite. Cheat
wow.
the government.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you think about it, I mean, it says, you know, that we're supposed to live for 120 years. Mm-hmm. People are living into their hundreds.
Yeah.
But it's just a handful in North America.
Mm.
But they're saying that our future generations aren't going to live that long because of the food that we're eating.
Yes. Yeah, there's so much to that. And I was, it's interesting. I was just going over some of the, my news segments and whatnot for the show, and I was looking at exactly that, that thing. I had talked to a guy, a good friend of mine. He is a naturopath and whatnot, and we were talking all about the genetically modified foods and what basically what you're saying is exactly what he's saying, too. And, in fact, he's recommended some of these herbs that, that make up Cartivide, in fact. So that makes me very excited about trying this. Now, one of the things he had said is that if you look at animal husbandry, people who raise, you know, farm animals and whatnot, they will tell you that when you get a poor stock line, it takes five generations to breed out all the bad stuff and make sure that you're promoting all, only the best stock, which is fascinating because that's exactly the kind of thing we're seeing develop in human beings as well as anybody really who's participating in this, some of the genetically modified foods and the poor nutrition that we have out there. So in essence, what you've got is five generations to undo damage if you start then. So in essence, when most people in America and probably Canada as well and most of the Western world are more concerned with convenience rather than nutrition, well, in essence, we're dooming ourselves and we're dooming five generations of our children by not taking care of ourselves. That's substantial.
It so, is, and it may be more than five generations
at
to
least,
bounce back
sure.
from this because it's
sure.
taking us five generations to get to this.
Oh, yeah, good point.
I mean, when you look at my father, and now I'm 50, I could be a grandfather. Of course, I've had no children, but I could be a grandfather, if not a great-grandfather. Mm-hmm. And just in just those last 60, 70 years, it's amazing. I mean, with the drug companies in 1961 stopped all the studying of natural medicine in North America, and in 1963 they started writing the textbooks that doctors learn by in North America.
Mm-hmm.
So just look what's happened in just the last 47 or so years.
Yeah,
it's just insane how, you know, our health has gone down, our world has gone down, obesity has become a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we were attacked, we couldn't defend ourselves because most of us can't even run four houses down the street.
Gosh, that's a scary but very, very true and sobering thought, my friend, because you're right. It's a sad state of affairs, and it's very interesting, too. I've had other guests on, and they said, you know, you look at the people who we deem to be in the most physically fit, and these are people like, let's say, special operations in the military and whatnot. These guys are not built like Rambo.
Oh, okay? I thought you were going to say people like David Letterman and Bill Clinton, you know.
Who don't get me started on
regularly.
Clinton. Yeah, jog to McDonald's.
Yeah, well.
What an idiot.
Even David Letterman, though, I mean, gosh, you know, a quadruple bypass, jogging 5 miles a week before or something silly like that.
That's true. And it just goes to show you that it's not just the exercise. The nutrition is the building blocks of life. You're feeding those things and you're allowing them to continue to let you operate in a healthy fashion. What I was saying about the military, though, if you look at these guys, these are not built like they're not built like Rambo in the movies. They're not huge muscle building guys. They simply have peak physical endurance. Same thing with the athletes and whatnot. Yeah, they have muscle. Don't get me wrong, but they're not hugely bulked up in muscle wise. So those, and then go to the other end of the spectrum, and you look at the obesity, and you look at just the lethargy by which we just consider that to be the norm these days, Don.
Yeah.
We just live with a lack of energy and motivation. Just blame it all on being too busy. We are too busy.
My but belly see, walked in front of me.
Really?
Well, I was 248 pounds, 6 foot two when I had a heart attack.
Wow. What are you now?
I'm about 210,
nice.
And I'm still 6 foot two.
That's great.
Yeah, but the thing was, is you know, my belly was walking in front of me, and I knew it. I mean, I would walk up this just the 6 steps at the back of my house, and I could feel it in the calf muscles of my legs.
Well, I don't want you to get in trouble by Health Canada or anybody else, and I want to ask you about will Cartivide help you lose weight, but have you lost weight using Cartivide?
No. Basically, the only way that Cartivide – let me just give you an example.
Okay.
When I first got involved in this, I came across this one gentleman. He was about – well, he was pushing 300 pounds. He was a horse doctor, and he went around and like he wasn't like a vet, but he was like did massages and he did alternative medicine on horses. And he was very famous for what he did. He spends most of his winter down south and up here in Canada. He started taking Cartivite, And he was working at this one barn in White Rock, B.C., and you have to park your vehicle way over there. So he was telling this guy about Cartavite, and the guy was saying, well, I'd like to know more. And he says, well, just I'll go get you some information. He walked way over to his van, and he came back, and he wasn't huffing and puffing. And the guy took one look at him and says, you couldn't do that a few months ago. He goes, yeah, it's amazing how much better I feel. People had thought that he had lost weight because, you know, the gray was going out of his skin, his complexion was starting to look better because we were getting those toxins out of his body. But it really does help to stabilize your weight, but it's up to you.
Yeah.
So let's just say you can't really get up and move around. You start taking Cartavite, you start having all this energy, you start getting up and moving around. What happens?
Yeah, right on. That's an excellent point. Because you're feeding your body. Another guest I've had on has told me, he said that we are, in America, we are overfed and undernourished, you know, indicating that we're eating stuff. We're eating with reckless abandon, but we're not eating anything good. So if you're supplementing all of your cells with this fantastic stuff, it's going to make a dramatic and almost miraculous effect on your health. And it's just fascinating stuff. Don, I can't believe that we're 45 minutes into the interview. Is it within your schedule to perhaps stay longer if we need to?
Hey, it's entirely up to you.
Okay, well, wonderful.
It's
only
the middle of the night.
Yeah, I know that, but you should have the energy to do this.
I certainly do. I mean, I hope that's coming across in my voice.
It is, actually. You're very
enthusiastic.
You're very chipper. Yeah, I like that. I don't hear a lot of chipper people at, close to 1 in the morning here, and I'm not sure where it is where you are, but...
A quarter to two.
Oh, wow. Well, you're doing very well, my friend. Let's go to the phones, 800-313-9443. Frank in West Virginia, welcome to the show, sir.
Hi, Frank. Hi,
Don. How are you?
Doing great, great. Wanted to ask you a couple questions, Don, about cayenne. But before I do, may I just share something with Frank about allergies that's helped me?
Oh, please.
Certainly.
I've had some terrible pollen allergies growing up. Ever since I was a kid, I'd have to wear one of these respirator masks made for to filter out paint fumes. You know, those type. Take antihistamines just so I wouldn't get walking pneumonia.
Yeah.
That was one of the side effects, and that's how severe it got after just mowing the lawn. So, anyhow, a beekeeper shared something similar to what you were told concerning the honey.
Mm-hmm.
And the only difference was she told me that I should try some bee pollen, just regular pollen that the bees collect. And so anyhow, I was skeptical as could be when I took it. But I thought, well, the only thing it's going to hurt is a few bucks lost, if nothing else. So I took some, mowed part of the front lawn without the mask and all that other those chemicals. Didn't notice any bad things happen. So the next day I got up a little more courage and mowed a little bit more. Before you knew it, I mowed 20 acres with a riding mower, just a little small deck riding mower, which takes
a
week to mow without any kind of filters or anything. Since I've been doing that and taking that pollen, I found just a miraculous change. Now, with that, I found consistency helps, not just taking it right before, but consistency makes it even better. So I feel great. That's one of the little side benefits there.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that.
Sure, help dozens of people that gone through like what you and I both have with that. Now, I also want to ask you, Don, concerning the cayenne pepper. You mentioned now your Cartavite decreases inflammation. Is that also in the joints or is that in mainly the cardiovascular tissue?
Yeah, I really don't like to say that it's going to do things outside of the circulatory, even though people have told us all kinds of things. A 73-year-old lady once told us that she was waiting for a carpal tunnel syndrome operation on her wrist. She sewed. She started taking Cartavite. Within about 5 months, she didn't have to go for that operation, and she was still sewing.
Wow.
But it's not what I promote it for, but actually you're right. I mean, a lot of these problems are toxic buildups behind the joints. So if it does help, that's great. But I'm not going to say that this is what you're going to take to get rid of arthritis and joint problems.
Yeah.
But for some people, I can't explain why it does what it does. But I guess once you get the body working properly and it that allows it to detoxify and get the mess that we live in out of it, things happen.
Wonderful. And I just, the next one is just kind of a general question. Maybe you'll get to that here shortly, but just concerning the cayenne, I really love cayenne. High quality cayenne's awesome for a number of different things I found just in my own personal life. And maybe you can share with the rest of us just a little bit more about that. Just be interested. Just
an overview. Cayenne is a very effective herb. Cayenne does a lot of things in the overall cardiovascular health on its own. It does. Linus Pauling said that what we have inside of our body is not atherosclerosis, it's atherosclerosis because we don't get enough vitamin C. Cayenne has more vitamin C than an orange does.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
But it's not vitamin C that I can write down on the label as daily allowable. It's vitamin C at cell level. There's a guy in Toronto, Ben Kerr. He's the king of cayenne. He's he's probably the man responsible for no smoking in offices and public places and buildings like that. He was a three-pack-a-day cigarette smoker, wound up with emphysema, started taking cayenne and greens, overcame his emphysema, jogged from Toronto to the Grand Old Opry, hoping, because he's number one busker in Toronto every year, he was hoping to get on the stage at the Grand Old Opry and tell a story about not smoking, only to find out it was owned by tobacco companies. Cayenne is a very amazing herb in itself. Cayenne makes all these other herbs work better.
Gentlemen, if I can jump in here quickly, I apologize. Frank, if you want to listen off air, you're more than welcome to, but you can also... Okay, well, thank you very much for the excellent call and question. Don Wiskin, our guest tonight, folks. Check out the website, heartdrop.com. That's Cardivite we're talking about, and we'll be back with more in 3 minutes.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com
or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, tail end of hour number two already. Taking your calls, of course. If you have questions about Cardivite, we have certainly the answers for you. Our phone number, 800-313-9443, toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. The website, heartdrop.com. We're talking about Cardivite. Welcome back, our special guest, Don Wiskin.
Well, thank you very much again, Frank.
Thank you, sir. When we left off, you were discussing cayenne.
Yeah, actually, Frank from West Virginia, who called in, one of the things that he said, mm-hmm. consistency. You must be consistent with these things. With the Cardivite, you know, it is about taking it three times per day, every day, you know, being mm-hmm. consistent.
Sure.
And then we slowly improve the overall usage by taking it three times a day, so your body is getting lots of it, and it because it's eating it up right away, your body is starving for these kinds of nutrients. So that's you know, that was a very big point that he put in there.
Sure.
Consistency.
Yeah, that's true. You know, a lot of people do tend to sort of slack off on things when they start to get feeling better.
They do, and mm-hmm. and but the funny thing about this is it's not something that you're going to feel better like tomorrow. It's not a symptom treater, so this is something that your body's, like, you didn't have this problem overnight. This built up over years, so it's going to take a while for your body to, you know, rejuvenate. In my case, it was 7 months when I started noticing that there was something really different going on inside of my body, and that's when I went running back to the doctor to find out what it was.
Wow.
So, you know, it's not something that's going to happen, but then other people have had amazing things happen in a very short period of time,
mm-hmm.
and then they stabilized and started to improve on a gradual level from that point on. It just depends on how bad off you are when we come along.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
But there is a lot of vitamins, like cayenne, for instance. Mm-hmm. It has, you know, zinc, vitamin A, B1, B2, B3, B6, and vitamin C. Garlic, potassium, sulfur, zinc, essential oils, iron, magnesium, vitamins A, B1, B2, and C. Hawthorn, vitamins B1, B2, B3, B6, B12, and vitamin C. So there's a lot of vitamins and nutrients mm-hmm. right there, and just these, you know, just four of those herbs, or three of those herbs alone, actually.
Wow. That's spectacular. What else is in that? Now, like I said, some of these I do recognize, the ingredients list here. I've never heard of valerian, if I'm even saying that right.
Yeah, no, you said it perfect, valerian. Valerian has been used for sleeplessness, for people that, you know, are itchy, nervous. It helps to calm you down. It's basically where things like Valium came from.
Oh, wow.
Valerian's been around for a long time. Valerian smells really bad. It's like opening up the hockey bag and smelling all the equipment.
I'm an old hockey player, Don, so I can relate to that.
So you know that smell.
Not only do I know that smell, I did every time I got a new piece of equipment, I did everything I could to avoid that smell, which smells basically, for those out there who don't know, like old cat pee. And you wonder which cat came along and peed on every piece of equipment I have. So you're right; it's a foul smell.
Well, some people don't really like it, but Sam Ibrahim, he got his train. He's the pharmacist that makes Cardivite. I mean, it's not something that I came up with. You know, I'm not educated in that way, but Sam came up with this, and he put valerian in there to help calm you while the other herbs go to work.
Oh, that's really fascinating. Now, Don, we're up to, again, the end of the hour. You did you say you would stay on with us?
If you'd like to keep me for
I
a
would
while,
love
Frank,
this.
I'm
this
your slave.
Oh, that's wonderful. I love to learn new things, my friend, and I'm learning a lot. So, folks, stay with us. We're back in 90 seconds.
A message for